Headline, Bitcoin devs in OP return war motivated by harm reduction. Published at 6:35 p.m. UTC, May 5th, 2025. Last week, in a moment of uncharacteristically sneaky behavior, a small group of developers attempted to quietly change the default mempool policy of Bitcoin Core, the world's dominant software for full nodes. After reintroducing a failed 2023 proposal to raise the data storage capability of OP return outputs, critics flagged down the 2025 copycat before it merged into production. Colloquially, some are referring to the surprising incident as a sort of Bitcoin OP return war. Mononaut joked that it was akin to forking Bitcoin for quantum resistance, skipping the mailing list and BIP process, and jumping straight into merging code into production. Critics called the Peter Todd written pull request PR 32,359 chaotic, insane, malicious, no consensus, shenanigans, and vandalizing. On the other hand, supporters said the PR would standardize mempool policy and modernize transactions that often catalog arbitrary data elsewhere, even before this OP return proposal. Ultimately, concerns about censorship of opposing viewpoints, deprioritizing Bitcoin's financial utility, and undisclosed corporate interests have halted PR32359 from merging into mainnet. Subheading, OP Return, War for Harm Reduction. Backfooted, the camp in favor of lifting OP Return's data carrier limit was quick to recast its actions as a valiant attempt at harm reduction for the long-term benefit of Bitcoin. Devs from this camp explained their proposal with simple language. Allowing users to stuff large amounts of data into blocks via OP return was simply standardizing an already common practice of storing non-financial data into unconventional parts of Bitcoin blocks like Taproot outputs. From their perspective, users already store random text, images, computer code, and other non-financial data in Bitcoin blocks anyway. Worse, many of them take advantage of the SegWit witness discount to pay significantly discounted storage rates. Why insist on OP return's 83-byte limitation when plentiful options exist elsewhere? Surely it would reduce harm by normalizing OP return with other data storage options. Gallantly, some of them claimed that lifting OP return's data carrier limit was tantamount to harm reduction. It would, in their view, allow OP return payloads of 100 bytes or above, instead of Citreya forging ahead with writing permanently to the UTXO set. Subheading, Citreya's 100-byte payloads, 17 bytes larger than OP return's limit. Venture capitalist-backed Bitcoin project Citreya, according to senior Bitcoin developer Peter Todd, needs to publish 100-byte data packets for certain operations. Unfortunately, it would publish unprintable outputs instead of the more desirable OP return due to OP return's 83-byte size limit. Writing permanently to the set of unspent transaction outputs, UTXO, Citreya proliferated the number of UTXOs, requiring full nodes to download and use valuable computation to validate an ever-increasing quantity of Citreya-created UTXOs. This was the harm that PR 32359 would have reduced, in the view of Mark Murch Earhart on a detailed Stacker News thread. Read more. Moderators censor Bitcoin devs as OP return war rages on the Chaincode Labs. Bitcoin developer explained that lifting OP return's data carrier limit would allow corporate entities like Citreya to conduct its operations more efficiently, without requiring full node operators to download and validate excessive quantities of unprintable UTXOs. Peter Todd, the creator of PR 32359, on the request of Chaincode Labs' Antoine Poinceau, affirmed, "I was asked to open PR 32359 by an active core dev because entities like Citreya are using unprintable outputs instead of OP return due to the size limits." Subheading. Jameson Lopp says there is no conflict of interest. Jameson Lopp, a Citria investor and advocate for PR32359, denies that his investment in Citria created a conflict of interest regarding OP Returns' data carrier limit. According to his cited explanation, the Citria protocol does not benefit from this change at all. We're just asking them nicely to please use OP Return and not bloat the UTXO set. In any case, the request to change this important default value of Bitcoin Core software, not to mention restricting the ability of users to self-configure that value as self-sovereign Bitcoin Core node operators, has resulted in a brief sort of OP return war among Bitcoin maintainers this month. Arguments continued over the weekend and will likely continue this week as a frenzy of social media across GitHub, the Bitcoin Dev Google Group, Stacker News, Reddit, Bitcoin Talk, X, and elsewhere. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.